By first light this morning, investigators were sorting through twisted steel girders and interviewing drivers to piece together exactly what brought down the Interstate 5 Skagit River Bridge in Mount Vernon. More now from Northwest Public Radio's Lucretia Quinn.
It was shortly before 7 last night when, as one motorist put it, the bridge disappeared in a big puff of dust. Dan Sly hit the brakes, but it was too late. He and his wife and another driver dropped with the bridge 50 feet into the water below. They are recovering this morning at local hospitals. There were apparently no other injuries and no fatalities. The Highway Patrol says it now believes that one section of the four-lane interstate span collapsed when an oversized truck struck bridge girders. The truck made it across before the bridge fell, and authorities were interviewing the driver. The 58-year-old bridge was inspected last fall, and while it was not considered structurally deficient, it was listed as functionally obsolete, meaning its design of narrow shoulders and low clearance is considered outdated. Police have set up detours through the busy area and are encouraging motorists to avoid that stretch of I-5. Officials would not even guess when the span might be rebuilt. Governor Jay Inslee, who visited the scene late last night, stated, "The I-5 corridor is totally disrupted." Lucretia Quinn for Northwest Public Radio.